Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Double James, go.
My drum set.
Ooh. Ooh.
I can hear.
That's it.
Loud and clear.
Good. Good evening, Northern
California.
Uh-oh.
Good evening, North State.
Yeah.
Is that what I said?
Huh?
What did I say? Did I say something else?
Hello. No, I was just saying being loud.
There's
a little sound effect.
Good evening. This is North State Live. Yeah. No, Shasta Live.
Shasta Live. On KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM.
As you can tell, Dan, yes. We've been doing this for years. We're seasoned professionals.
Yep. Seasoned professionals.
We put in mistakes just to make us look mortal.
Bloopers.
Hi, Nigel.
Hi, James.
Hi, Jason.
James. Hi, James.
Hi.
Hi, Nigel.
How's it going?
I feel like the Waltons.
That's right.
Good night, John Boy.
Night, John.
This is Shasta Live. A radio show by the Shasta County Chamber.
Yes, sir.
And we try and have some fun here.
We try.
Are you enjoying the English summer weather?
Yes, yes. Yeah.
You know, so. I love.
I was in it today.
You were.
I was in it.
I love the rain, but I like the rain if I'm going to be inside, rain. Cozy.
You know,
but you're running around outside all day.
You're one of the most picky weather people I've ever met.
I am.
That's crazy. Anyway, good evening. And we have a special guest this evening, Mr. Darren Hale.
Hello, guys.
How's it going?
Hail Darren.
Hail.
I've never heard that before.
I bet you've never heard that before.
Go on. Let's get something more.
That was
original.
Very unique, Jason. James.
I'm not original.
James. Jay. A Jay in there somewhere.
Fell on your head and decided to run for office?
Yeah, it was a long fall, and I hit hard. I did.
Nowadays, there's, it's fewer and fewer people running for office.
It's so ugly.
Let's back up. So you...
It has gotten ugly.
It's so ugly.
Yeah. You decided to run for Anderson City Council.
I did.
And looks like you won.
Yeah, so far. I mean, there's still, I don't know, 10,000?
There's still 2 million ballots to count, right?
Yeah, something like that, yeah. So
is your first order in office is to fix the counting process?
Trust me, if I had a magic wand, I'd do it already. Absolutely. Well, absolutely.
That seems rather interesting that it would take so long for a place so small.
It's really come quite cumbersome. Mm-hmm. It really has. And it wasn't that long ago where it was... We had the same results, same day, and
So you decided to run for office. So how long have you been here in Shasta County?
I grew up in the North State, so I grew up 90 miles east of here in Big Valley. So that's those who don't know, it's Bieber, Aiden, Lookout, New Bieber,
Cosmopolitan.
Yeah, really.
You are way out there.
Yeah, that's upper class over there. and after high school. Pretty much came to the Reading area. I did a little bit of traveling after high school, but planted my roots in Shasta County, and then met my wife, and we moved to Anderson in 2013. So we've been in Anderson since then.
Okay. Yeah.
So what high school did you go to?
Big Valley High School. Go Cardinals.
Yeah, okay.
Go Cardinals.
Yeah.
All right. And so what have you been doing for a living?
So I spent a better part of 3 years or so in the construction industry, pretty much right out of high school. I kind of fell into the construction industry. Kind of had a niche for it, kind of learned a little bit of it through wood shop in high school,
That's cool.
Yeah. And it took. And so I ended up there, worked my way, through, different companies and then around 2016, actually it was 2016, where I was just getting burnt out. I actually, during that time, I was working for the Carpenters Union, and I was in the Bay Area working every single week. So I'd leave Monday morning, 1 in the morning, come home Friday night, late Friday night.
That's tough.
It is rough. Uh-huh. I mean, it was, you know, put the bread on the table for sure.
But it got money, old fast.
But it got old fast. And you miss out on a lot of family life too.
Yeah.
You know, I was in desperate need of just making a career change. So I ended up studying and getting my building inspection license and actually started with the City of Anderson as a building inspector, code enforcement officer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everybody's favorite.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
After you're, more chocolate.
You're a marked man.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, we did good things in Anderson. I did end up landing on my feet in Reading in the code enforcement division, and it wasn't the same as Anderson. It was much different.
Mm-hmm.
I'll kind of leave it at that. But I didn't stay in that.
Left eye, blink.
Right? No. I didn't stay in that department much longer, and Public Works sought me out, and I applied for them, and now I'm a Public Works inspector for City of Reading.
Okay.
Yeah.
City of Reading.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So that's a legit life.
It's a good job.
Yeah.
And, you know, it provides for the family. And in the run for city council and in the boards I sit on too, it works. They're compatible, right? So it's not necessarily a full-time job to run for city council or to be on city council.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. But it does require commitment.
Sure.
So, I'm still able to hold and maintain my job and still fulfill my duties.
I was going to say, was that something that you had to go to management and say, this is what I'd like to do, and they gave it its blessing, or it just works?
Yes to both. So I was going to run in 22, and then just some unforeseen things happened that year where the doors just kept closing. And I just kind of took it as a sign, now's not the time. But at that time in 2022, I talked to both, city council for City of Anderson and, for City of Reading. And they both said, no, there's no conflict of interest or anything.
Very
so
cool.
You can go for it. So I didn't approach anyone when I tried to do it. In
So what was it that made you decide and take that?
So
take
that's
that leap to run.
That's the ultimate journey right there. So
I was going to say, there's got to be a trigger somewhere.
Yeah. And for a lot of people, it was 2020.
Yeah.
You know? And that's kind of my story too. I really despised politics most of my life. Really, I didn't really care for it. I was had the kind of the impression, you know, government leaves me alone, I'll leave them alone, and I'll just do my thing. I started taking interest in 2014. Listening to Michael Savage daily when I was in the Bay Area, KSFO. Yeah. So that was,
See, nowadays, if you mention the title of his book, I think they bleep you out.
he's pretty controversial now, but back then it was.
Back then he even had a TV show.
He did.
On NBC.
And he actually was kind of funny. What a lot of people don't know is when Trump first announced that he was running, he was on Michael Savage's show that whole first year of his campaign. Almost every week, you know. So I was listening to Donald Trump during his whole campaign in San Francisco while I'm at work.
Mm-hmm.
So that was pretty interesting. And then, you know, fast forward, Trump gets elected. We go through his presidency, and then COVID hits, the election stuff hits.
Mm.
And I, at that point, I was engaged enough and I was frustrated enough that I kind of had I've told others, like a come to Jesus moment. It's like we're at in this nation or in this state because, people like me didn't do anything for years.
That's true.
I wasn't engaged. I wasn't, you know, involved in the community, local politics, state politics, any of it. I didn't care. And so it really hit home for me.
They hadn't encroached on you, like you said, leave them alone, leave me alone.
Right.
But now they'd stepped on everybody's toes.
Well, to my realization now that they've been encroaching this whole time.
Yeah.
And I just.
Since 1963.
Since World War II. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fine. 1871.
Yeah, we can go way back. Yeah.
Way back. Yeah.
Like I said, I was thinking about it in 2022 and doors closed in and I realized, actually looking back now, I really wasn't ready.
Mm.
No one really knew who I was. I wasn't engaged like I should be. So in 22, I decided to get more involved locally. The City of Anderson appointed me to Mosquito Vector Control District.
Mm.
So, I think I'm done on that board. I think the next meeting, the new Anderson City Council will have to appoint a new person there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what? Let's take our first 1 minute break.
Yeah,
and we'll
1 minute.
Right back and see where you're going to go in Anderson.
You bet.
We'll be right back.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Unique homes, uniquely placed, uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
And we're back. Good evening, Northern California.
Good jam. That's one. Good jam.
Yeah. We're here with Darren Hale. He's not quite president yet. You decided to run for office, and looks like you won Anderson City Council. So congratulations, I think.
Do they have districts?
No, they're at large.
They're at large. Yeah. Okay.
At large. So you're the city councilman at large. Mm-hmm. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks good. Looks to be in my favor.
So what are you expecting?
I'm calling it. Here.
No, it's official, folks.
I'm sure
the chamber desk calls it.
I'm sure it'll be official by April or May or something.
Right.
You know, what do you hope to bring to Anderson City Council, to the city of Anderson?
The normal stuff, right? So using my background, my experience in construction, and now public works, we do have a failing infrastructure, especially our water. Our water lines are really outdated. We need to start making some serious replacements.
No disrespect, but, man, I'll tell you what. My kids work at Dutch, right? And there is a huge difference in the taste of my water when I get it at the Dutch in Anderson than I do here in Reading. And I don't know why. We're not that far apart, but it literally, the water is like significantly, it's not good.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I've actually come to really like our Anderson tap water. It could be the particular well they're on too, because they're separate wells.
I get in trouble for that, but it's like I drive through and I always get like a coffee.
Now you're a Mark man too.
Yeah, you're Mark.
And then I get a large bun water, which is supposed to be filtered or whatever, but it just doesn't taste right.
Interesting.
Go by, try it.
I will try that. I will. Water lines. Sewer lines are a little less deteriorating, but they do need some replacement too. And our roads. So, I mean, just my experience in those things. trying to improve our infrastructure. Mm-hmm. But probably the biggest thing I ran on it, and the thing I'm extremely frustrated with, and I think so many other people are, is just this constant under your thumb from the state that I'm tired of it. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm currently serving on the Anderson High School Board of Trustees, you know, and they, mm-hmm. They implemented several bills, but one of them, AB 1955, and that's like keeping secrets from parents, and it's just not okay.
That was at the state level.
At state level, okay. Yeah. That goes into effect January 1st. So we
and that's not something that can be adopted. It's enforced. I mean, it's like every school has to abide by this.
Unless you're a private school, I believe.
But it has to be private. Not even charter. A charter would have to abide by it too. Mm. Yeah, it has to be fully private school. Hmm. Right.
I did not know that.
AB 1955.
AB 1955.
And that requires the school that, or it allows the school or?
It allows staff to withhold information from parents. If a child decides they want to transition into a gender thing, right?
That's funny, right? Because what
is the point?
I'll keep my opinion. Okay, cool. So, other things, City and Anderson.
I really wanted to foster, trying to capture the first time home buyer again. I mean, that's pretty much a lost concept. Houses are so skyrocketed now, and mm-hmm. I mean, kids in their 20s are still living with their parents because they can't afford the market. Just out of reach.
I have twins at 22 still at home. Yeah. My 27-year-old only left last year.
Yeah. I have twins 14. They're still at home.
Yeah.
A long ways to go there, not to lie.
Mine moved to, my oldest moved to Texas to find a better dream.
Right. And some of my thought was, you know, myself and I know many others, you know, in our childhood, we grew up in homes at 1,000-square-foot homes, you know, some in that classic American dream, the little yard and white picket fence thing. There were small homes, but we had a good life.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And now these homes that they're building now are 2,000, 2,500, 3,000-square-foot plus. And you're up in the 400 and 500K
easily
for a house. Mm-hmm. And even some of these smaller ones that are 1,500 square feet, they're still $200,000.
I live in the garden track.
$90,000.
Mm-hmm. I live in the garden track. These homes are two bedroom, one bath, 970 square feet. Maybe you get a third room. Maybe you get three two, but there's barely over 1,000 square feet.
Yeah.
And they're selling for in the high threes.
Yeah. Wow. That's incredible.
And they were built in the 40s.
Right. Right.
So, I mean.
No doubt. Well, so, and it's location too. I mean, you're close to downtown Reading.
Yeah, and I get that, but still, I mean, that's just like you used to be able. I mean, not even that long ago, you used to be pick them up for 90 to 140,000.
Yeah. The home we currently live in now is 1,500 square feet, and we bought that in 2013 for 189.
Yeah.
It
wasn't even that long ago when my twins are 22 now, but, you know, we raised them. We bought a house that was 3,100 square feet in Copper Creek over in that area, and it was only 240.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
That's a great deal. Yeah.
Okay.
Brand new.
Yeah.
So when do you start? January 1st?
I'd be the first Tuesday, I believe, would be the first meeting in January. Yep. Okay. So that would be sworn into office.
So do you get any kind of training, or do you just show up and
does that work?
No, I mean, there.
I'm always curious.
I'll meet with the city manager, and we'll go over some stuff like like an orientation type of thing. But no, there's not really much of an expectation.
To swing a gavel, or
right. I think only the mayor does that.
So, are you looking forward to this, or are you optimistic?
I am. I am looking forward to it. I know all the current council members there now. I have a relationship with all of them. And then even have a relationship with Bonnie, who looks like she may win also. She's her and Stan are kind of close. I like all of them. I get along well with each and every one. So, we all vary in our viewpoints a little bit, but it's mostly a conservative council, so.
And you have friends and family. Were they all like,
What are you doing to us? What are you doing to us?
Were they giving you a high five or were they saying goodbye? You're one of them now.
I honestly haven't had any family members that have not been in support of it. And my wife, she jumped in with both feet with me. She said, yeah, let's do it. So, and she's been my biggest support.
It's always good to have a killer wife behind
you.
Yeah,
she really is. Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah. 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 No doubt.
I protect my man.
So we have this issue coming up with the food truck ordinance, whether, you know, with the city of Anderson, I think some people want to bring that forth or at least have that.
Yeah, we talked about this at our meeting, and thank you for actually for coming and, you know, just hearing what you know, what one of our members has been struggling with and what we're trying to help champion for.
I like what you said, you know, keep government out of me and I'll stay out of government.
Right. So right.
Same thing with the food truck ordinance, right? When I hear it, it's one of those things like,
it's kind of piddly.
Why don't you just park the truck and
surf it? It's not a hard concept.
Take the ticket.
It shouldn't be. Right?
Yeah, it was nice meeting her, the owners of Subarama, and what's the other business they own?
They have five food
crates.
Yeah, Holy Crate. Some fresh Mexican something.
Have a second rule.
Yeah. Funky fresh.
Go, James.
Had a good conversation with her. Explain it. We have a vending ordinance. I don't believe we have like an actual food truck ordinance. Mm-hmm. So I'm absolutely willing to meet with the manager and look at, I guess City of Reading has a food truck ordinance.
Yeah.
So,
and Tehama County and, you know, mm-hmm. Red Bull, they all do.
And we may too. I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
So
the sad part.
Well, yeah, I was going
to
say.
The sad part is that it always comes down to money, right? So I've had you've had thing. I won't mention any names, but you've had a situation with the ADU, mm-hmm. and we've had another situation. We go to government department. Mm-hmm. We'll keep it at that. And it was one of those situations where you mean to tell me if we had 100 people on our property, and they were doing XYZ, and we didn't charge them. That would be fine. But if we had 20 people on our property doing XYZ and we charge them $10, now it's about the money.
Right.
So, yeah, it's about the money. It's not about the principle of...
There's too many hands in the cookie jar. Yeah. Everybody wants their
table. It's a big cookie jar.
Everybody wants a cookie. Yeah.
So
look for the chocolate stains all over. Follow the chocolate. Yeah. You'll find
all the crumbs.
I'm just looking forward to a chocolate food truck coming to
Indiana. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Spencer James on wheels.
Yeah.
Mobile. A fountain. A Wonka wheelie.
Okay.
A
Willy Wonka on wheels.
So one of the things we like to ask our guests is where, because, you know, food is the most important.
for us. We've deemed that.
Yeah. kind of need it. Yeah.
So what are some of your favorite places to eat?
Kind of semi-local. My favorite steakhouse would be the Green Barn in Red Bluff. Whiskey Kitchen Green Barn. I think they make a pretty good ribeye.
I hear a lot of things like that for them. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and it's relatively the same direction mm-hmm. if you go to Reading or we go to Red Bluff from Anderson. It's about the same. And we really like that steakhouse.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
That's actually, living in Anderson, do you consider yourself closer to Reading or more part of the Cottonwood Red Bluff? Is that hill kind of a psychological barrier?
I think it's what you visit the most, right? So I work here in Reading, so it seems closer to me. But really, I mean, as a crow flies, the distance from our house to my workplace or our house to Red Bluff is, you know, maybe only a couple miles difference.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not that much difference.
Right on.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to go ahead and take our 2-minute break. You ready to go?
Yeah.
And then we'll come back, and we're going to have a few words with you.
Uh-oh.
We'll be right back.
Look out.
Thank you so much, guys.
Yeah.
Unique homes. Uniquely placed. Uniquely yours. service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com. Come on, everybody. We're going to have a good time, yeah. Give
me all that love that's been. I want to give you mine. And we're back. That was quick. How's it going?
Are we already back?
Yeah, we are back. Jason's busy eating dinner. Yeah, good evening. Shasta Live, Shasta County Chamber.
Out with that and in with new.
So we're going to ask you some questions.
Mikey, our producer.
Mikey, producer Mike. Can the world hear you now? No?
No.
Hey, everybody.
There we go.
There we go.
If you get up off the floor, it would be easier to reach the mic.
All right. There you go.
What are you doing on the floor, Mike?
So producer Mike. You joined the Shasta County Chamber, so welcome aboard.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about your business.
So we have a art gallery, music store.
Slash.
Yeah, there's lots of slashes. Uh-huh. There's a lot of slashes.
We have slasher.
I think of Guns N' Roses.
You know, people come in the store and they say, you guys have everything. Mm-hmm. And I want to say, no, we don't. We have art, music, and clothes.
Art, music, and clothes.
That's all we have.
Cascade Curation.
But somehow it looks like a lot more.
Yeah, somehow people in their mind, they see the
that
space.
Mic is very directional, by the way. You've got to talk right into the mic. Yeah. You see that.
I was just telling you guys that.
Yeah. All right, so when did you know.
Art, music,
you're
and clothes.
You're on the spot. So the name of your business.
Small Business Saturday address? Is November 30th.
That's it.
We're doing Small Business Saturday all week.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys were are located where the old Bog Bean was, right?
Bog Bean was in that space a long time.
Yeah.
Next to that was Billy Bombay's.
Yep. Billy Bombay's.
And now it's the Dip.
You dip, I dip,
and
we
it
dip.
Was, the only thing that's over there the same is Jack's and Girlinger. Everything else over there is Johnny's is gone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Rosé for a minute.
Yep.
They started when we started.
Okay.
And then Rosé was out of it, you know, quick.
I have a feeling that Jax is going to be the last one standing there.
Jax and Girlinger will always be there.
Yeah.
Jax.
And it's cool that they're
calling me.
So,
because they're like local Reading businesses that I can look to and go, wow, that's cool, you know, just that being established mm-hmm. like that. Girlinger, with, you know, it does a lot of exporting out of Reading. So that's what we want to work towards, too, is mm-hmm. art, music, clothes, and export.
Okay, so it's time to be a little more specific. So
okay.
You say art, yeah. music, clothes.
We also do
what
music
kind of art?
Lessons. Music lessons. Go ahead, sorry.
What kind of art?
All right, so we've got about 25 different local artists in there right now.
Some different, like, paintings,
sculptures.
Paintings, yeah, and we only do really paintings. We don't have a lot of sculptures.
Okay.
But the whole 2,000 square feet, all of the wall is the art gallery.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm.
Unless you count clothes as like wearable art.
You could.
And, and then music instruments. We do a lot of, also music production gear that we have in there.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys,
so is that all used stuff?
Someone came in and said, are you guys like a Behringer store? Because we had like a whole rack of just lots of different beat making Behringer stuff.
Music so this production. Is used musical instruments and production.
New and used, yep.
People who went out of business and mm-hmm. they just
and some of the clothes are like
upcycled. Yeah, vintage clothes.
And Mike,
well, yes, I'm vintage, but not the high price tag of vintage. Because
people come in there and pop tags.
There's no way to really describe it except for like
popping tags.
We're curating. certain items in the category of art music clothes that we think are like timeless, not antique, not vintage, timeless quality products.
So to me, it sounds like your average bachelor's living room, but only bigger.
It's got, we've got three baby grand pianos.
No.
Yeah, we got, like,
seriously, it's interesting when you walk in. Yeah.
Three baby grand pianos. So some people can come and jam on those sometimes if they're good.
I like the fact that you guys have vinyl records in
there's
there.
There's records in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, some good ones, too.
Yeah, basically the art, music, and clothes. And so there's no, you remember Harriet's. Harriet's was downtown, and Harriet's closed down.
Yep.
And I thought, well, maybe we can get on some of that music gear for downtown.
Yeah.
No, there you go.
So that's why we have, like, I don't know, I think we have, like, 20 guitars in there for sale. We got about 20 ukuleles for sale right now. We're having a ukulele sale.
20 guitars. Okay.
Yeah.
And stop, we're having a
ukulele sale.
So what kind of guitars you got?
That'd be a good name for a band.
So it's all 20 like, guitars. All of our guitars are on consignment. Uh-huh. And we work with a few consigners who will take guitars, fix them, upgrade them, sell them. We also have a ukulele that was handcrafted here. We sell, right now we have a ukulele. We've had other ones that we've sold. Ukulele was handcrafted out of cigar boxes.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, so there's a guy who does that here in town.
Those
and
are
we
cool,
wanna,
actually.
We want to work with custom music people.
Do any
to
of,
have a local
do any of those cigar ukuleles have any we had a guy that did them for the Enjoy store for a while, and his were actually electric. They had plug-ins.
Yes, that's him with the Coke bottle.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Volume. Yep.
Yeah, they're so cool.
Yeah, it's so cool. And
we'll have to come and check out what you got.
Yeah, there's just it feels looks random, but yeah, it's an art music clothing store.
So how's business?
You know it's probably reflective of the economy.
Yeah,
the people.
That's your way of saying could be better.
Yeah. So you
I think
know,
that's everything I've ever heard from anybody.
I was going to say that's kind of universal right now.
It could be better.
You know, in some ways, I'm like looking at James, going, "Ah, you lucky dog, you got out of retail." Yeah, you're lucky.
For now,
you're lucky dog.
For now.
Yeah, because you know now we're doing here with the chocolate.
Yeah, chocolate.
Lucky, and I'm looking for a new retail spot.
Lucky man,
Willy Wonka.
These are available
Don't
for eating.
Say that out loud.
Yeah. Willy Wonka.
Because, you know, it's going to be a buzz.
Yeah, it's going to be a buzz.
A buzz.
I'm writing buzz rumor.
A buzz rumor has buzz confirmed. Rumor.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm kind of part of buzz.
We love it. We just want to have a bunch of local art up, and we've sold some pretty nice paintings. We have paintings at every different price point you can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
$10
cool.
ones, and I got a $10,000 one in there.
Oh, well, I love it. Sotheby's.
Wow.
There's Sotheby's for you, yeah.
Well, thank you. We're going to make it a point to
cheers,
come by.
Guys, cheers. Come
thank
you. Cheers. I appreciate
that. We forget sometimes you're part of the team, so you got to get in there, Mikey.
Are you guys going to bill me for that?
No.
No, but I'll come and check out the guitars.
That was your plug? Yeah.
You know.
That's good, Mike.
So we have somebody in the studio now who's definitely partaking of the chocolate, so we'll talk to him in about 10 minutes.
I think what you ate was a French vanilla truffle.
Well it's very.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll talk to you in a minute.
I didn't bring any milk.
So James, James, why don't you tell everybody, because you're now getting closer to actually launching the Spencer James.
So I mean, we've kind of leaked it out slowly, but so everybody probably knows Nancy Matthews of Chocolate Day Nanette. Her and her husband Bri have been around for literally forever. Her kids have been around forever. Her son started what used to be Market Street Steakhouse. Nancy and Bri actually had the restaurant before that. Nancy had Chocolate Day Nanette. She had a chocolate store attached to it. They did Bri's Market, which was incredible here in town, just a little too before its time, but it was the specialty market. So they're very well known. But Nancy has been doing chocolate under the Chocolate Day Nanette brand for 40 years here in Shasta County, here in Redding. And, you know, obviously business circumstances, things, age, all those things take into it. But I was one of her biggest customers at Enjoy, so we bought a lot of chocolate from her. And when we unfortunately had to close the store here in Redding, you know, that was a blow to her. And so I think just with the fact that we closed, You know, she's been doing this for a really long time. She decided that she, I think she was going to retire. And I decided, I thought, well, gosh, you know, I really love what you've done. You've been here. You're a mainstay of the community. Why don't we just continue the legacy and take it over? So I partnered with Spencer, who had Cicada, and we are going to continue her legacy under Chocolate Day Nanette for the area. But Spencer and I also wanted to do something different, so we created an offshoot called Spencer James Confectioners. We wanted some. We wanted to do chocolate in a masculine way, it's a little sexy.
Masculine. So a little hairy.
Yeah, things like that, you know.
Bigfoot-ish.
Yeah, like big muscle, yeah. Truffles. And
truffles. And pink. And
yeah. Brown. So anyway, that's kind of the plan. So we're in the throes of it right now. These actually we made, but there's a lot more that needs to be done. We're training with Nancy. Chocolate's really finicky. It is an art.
So this would be pretty good for the area, though. I mean, Reading's going to have another... For all intents and purposes, another chocolate maker,
yeah,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Spencer James.
And there's a few of them now. I mean, there's been some growth. I mean, last week was the California California Chocolate Festival, I think, that was held at the Red Lion.
Yeah.
And let me tell you what, I mean, talk about people showing up. I haven't seen an event that well attended in a long time. I mean, it was people wrapped around the entire hotel.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
It's good.
So people like chocolate.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. I'll tell you what, let's take our last 1 minute break now, and then we'll come back with Alan.
Alan.
And Sprana just walked in, and we'll talk Toy Drive.
Toy Drive.
Get ready, back.
Yeah.
Unique homes, uniquely placed, uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Look good.
And we're back, although I don't think we're all going to be paying attention because the chocolate is so good.
I like this song.
You know?
Yeah, that's the rum one, so we can't officially drink on air, but we can eat it. No, I'm just joking.
We do it anyway, right?
Good evening. This is Shasta Live. We're back.
Yeah.
Shasta County Chamber, Nigel, James, Jason.
Yeah, and we're KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Yep. Jason, are you okay?
Yeah.
Do you need more chocolate?
No.
Do you need more caffeine?
Is it on?
Oh, yeah.
I am live, after all.
Okay, Jason's pacing.
Hey, the chocolate's kicking in.
By the way, you, Reading Buzz, we need to do a little shout-out for Reading Buzz, because you got some pretty good numbers there, my friend.
Oh, yeah,
just recently, yeah.
Yeah, well, I recent. Just
kicked it up a little bit.
Kicked it up a few notches, yeah.
You had a little rev.
Man, there you go, Jay.
Why don't you, share some of the numbers?
So the last time I calculated, well, this is last month. The month before last, we're running around 45,000 followers between Instagram and Facebook. And then just last week, we popped 46,000. That's what I thought at that time. Mm-hmm. And the last couple of days, we grew, now listen to this, we grew another over 1,000 followers in the last couple of days. I have no idea where that's coming from.
And your views were?
Yeah, I forgot what the numbers are.
3 million?
Yeah, I was around the 3 million mark of views. clicks. It's just it's going it's crazy right now.
Can I ask one question?
Go ahead, James. Just one and one only.
This is not fake news.
This is not fake news. I have no idea why it's growing so fast, but we just popped over 47,000.
It just happens, right?
It just happens. I mean, it's that we're growing now.
And that's the thing, again, that I always like to mention is that, and it's growing, but it's totally organic. You're not a clickbait. You're not a buy clicks. You're not, it's all completely natural. Just, it rolls on its own.
That's it.
Organic, what you see is what serving the community.
Yeah, serving the community. That's it.
Speaking about serving in the community. Do you see that segue there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. yeah.
Okay.
That's good, Nigel.
And don't forget, the mics are very directional, so you're going to be...
Smooth okay. operator. Now yep. that you have your own, smooth you need to get on operator. It.
I don't have to fight Alan for the mic.
Oh, no.
No.
Chocolate's kicking it now. Chocolate. Stand back.
Alan, Fauna.
Yes.
How's it going?
It's good. Going good.
So
good.
This Saturday.
Yes. This Saturday at 5 p.m. At the Carl's Jr. Target parking lot on Churn Creek Road.
It's happening.
Yeah,
it's really happening.
It's the first.
And it looks like it'll be clear.
Yes. Oh, I've been watching the weather and saying, please, please, please. Mm-hmm. Yes. No, yeah. It looks like it's going to be beautiful.
Yeah. So it's going to be the first
mm-hmm.
Chess County Toy Drive.
Yes.
Right? And it's going to be motorcycles, cars, blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
But a lot of,
but I have a feeling.
Anybody that wants to join in.
There you go.
I have a feeling it's going to be a lot of motorcycles. Am I?
There might be a couple. What do you think?
I would think a few.
A few?
You know what I mean?
Well, one or two.
Have you put the word out in your circles? Like, hey, please show up.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
On Saturday at 5 p.m.
Yeah. Yeah, get down, man.
Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious. Does that happen a lot?
Living the dream.
Off and on.
Yeah, only when somebody with blue hair.
Yeah, with blue hair. You're getting the Christmas spirit, right?
Yeah, oh, absolutely, absolutely.
So, Shasta County Toy Drive.
Yes.
Saturday, 5 p.m. Yes. At the College Junior Target Park.
That's the starting mm-hmm. point,
that's
right?
The starting point. Ending point is going to be Camping World in Anderson on Automobile Drive. Mm. And we are going to do a stuff the toy hauler at the end.
Okay.
Yeah.
And tomorrow.
So what you're going to do is you're going to get on your bike and you're going to get in your car. You're going to put as many lights on that bad mm-hmm. boy as you can. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And then we're going to get in this parade and we're going to just go through town like the coolest thing next to Swiss cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then mm-hmm. we're going to have, hey, darling.
Is Swiss cheese cool?
And Swiss cheese is cool. It's cool. You know what I mean? When it came out, it was like, what the heck is this?
See, they didn't realize how aggressive Switzerland was, right? Because they punch holes in their cheeks.
They punch holes. You don't want to know how. You don't want to know how.
Dad joke.
I know. I know.
But you want to make sure you bring them toys and you put them toys in that car and you cram them on top of that motorcycle, right? And then you're going to meet up. It's the motorcycle community, so you're going to have everybody there, Hell's Angels and all.
Yeah. Everybody.
Misconduct MC is going to be there?
Yeah.
You know, you better
misconduct.
Be.
I better be.
Yeah, you better
be. Okay, so listen. Okay,
I'm sorry,
guys.
I know there are a lot
of motorcycle clubs in the area, but Misconduct better be there, and the Hell's Angels better be there,
because
you guys are putting it on.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
Has anybody reached out to the Harley clubs? I mean, I don't know. I don't know anything about this, but there's...
It's a toy drive.
Yeah.
It's a toy drive. Saturday, 5 p.m.
5 p.m.
Yeah.
If you want to ride a motorcycle and have a lot of fun and give to these kids and be just having fun, then, you know what I mean? Show up.
That's
Let's rock and roll.
Yeah. There you go.
You know?
Yeah.
There's it's pretty basic. If you got a car, man, you got an old school, you got a hot rod, you got anything that you want to put a light on.
Come on now.
Let's just get these kids some toys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, what does it matter?
That's what it's about. Yeah. It's about giving back to the community, our local community, and doing whatever we can. If we don't do it, you know what I mean, there's a void. We need to fill that void. We got to do whatever we can do. So that's what this is about.
Let's not need, let's want.
There you go.
Let's take the need out of the equation and let's want to participate. You know what I'm saying? We don't need to. We want to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? No one's telling us
what
to do.
Does anybody have any tissue? I'm tearing up.
Well...
What makes rock and roll so cool?
Yeah,
I don't know, man. Bring a toy. Let's find out.
Now bring a toy.
Yeah.
James, I think you should bring chocolate.
Oh, I could.
Ooh.
Yeah,
buddy.
I could just have a tray.
I think I'm going to bring a couple toys from the game called
Go Games and Toys?
Go Games. I went in your store the other day. I love it.
Yeah.
It's dangerous.
That's a ticking place.
They're walking around.
Well, you were walking. Man. You came in there with four kids. I'm like, okay, easy. You come in there with four kids. Yeah. You're not leaving without spending $500.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Make it rain money right there.
We're just going to go down and buy everything. Yeah.
I mean, you guys have some interesting toys. You really do.
We do have some interesting toys.
What's that big, thick, green guy I picked up the other day? I don't know what the name of it is, but it's like...
Hulk?
It's like the Hulk, man. It's like, it's not the Hulk, though. It's like, it's like, it weighs about 5 pounds.
I forgot the name of it, but it's one of those stretchy things.
Yeah.
I will tell you, though, it's interesting about being in the toy business is that the classic toys and games are still the ones that sell the most.
Well, they were tried and true. Yeah. They were brilliant.
People come in and still buy chess. And they buy Candyland. And they
Monopoly.
Buy Monopoly.
Yeah.
Monopoly.
Chutes and Ladders.
Yeah, Chutes and Ladders.
Chutes and Ladders, too.
That's family games.
I love Chutes and Ladders.
Yeah, me too.
Mousetrap.
Well, what?
Mousetrap.
I bet you don't have the classic game Rock'em Sock'em Robot.
Yes, we did.
Do you really?
Yes.
I don't know if we have it in stock, but we've had them.
And they
way.
And they also come in miniature.
Put me down for one right now.
Hungry Hippo.
Hungry Hippo.
I love that game.
Yeah.
I love the Rock, man. I got into it. Then I got into it physically.
I remember.
With my brothers, of course.
Operation.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Operation. That's one of my favorites.
It takes a steady hand.
That's only if you have some coffee. Before you have coffee.
So Jason, in other words, you should never be playing that game.
I get worked up on that. Get into
right.
it. That's the part where you go buy anything you want there and you can have a family night. You put the fire on the fireplace, light a candle, get the old kids and everybody hang out, play a game, and you sit there and watch a Christmas movie all season.
Yeah. There you go.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, again.
Again, Toy Drive.
Toy Drive.
Yes.
That's kind of the first one.
Yes, very first one.
This will be good to get the first one under your belt, and then next year we'll do triple it.
I'm excited about
this. Absolutely.
It's going to be good.
Yeah.
It's exciting. You're like 20% excited, 80% scared, or 20% scared. You don't know. That's the best part, because you want a good turnout, because you want to give these kids something. And then you're worried about, okay, the toys that we get, you know what I mean, and make sure that's legit. And then you're thinking, man, this feels like a Band-Aid. What else can we do, you know? Mm-hmm. So, like, because you got more than just kids. You got teenagers.
Yes.
You know, you got infants. You got teenagers. Then you have moms. Then you got single moms that need help or single fathers that need help. And you know what? And here's the kicker, right? The kids need that, too, but – sometimes that single mom and dad need a little bit of a, how do you do, high five too.
Yeah.
There was 3 years ago we took care of a family. They were just outstanding. And we made sure it wasn't just the kids. It was the family too. Yeah. Like, what do you need? You know what I mean? The mom looked at us and we're like, she's like, are you serious? I go, yeah, it's time for you to go shopping too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, so we took care of her, got her. But this was just people doing people stuff, you know what I'm saying? And there's so much more we got to think about, because you can give to all these kids and everybody don't want kids to hurt and kids to feel this, right? But sometimes moms need a hug too.
So I'll interject there, because some things we don't think about is when you help the kids, you are actually taking the pressure off the parents.
For sure.
To go buy,
because
we've seen parents come in and they don't have any money to buy toys, and they really want to buy toys for their kids.
Yeah.
So by giving the kids the toys to the kids, you're actually helping out the parents too.
Yeah.
Parent too.
Well, I think, we want to definitely build on it, next year, bigger, more,
That's
do more. We're going to do a backpack drive. We're trying to do what we can do.
Can you imagine? You get the kids some toys, right? And then it helps the parent. But then you give the parents a goal to reach for.
Yeah.
You give them a little something that gives the energy so they can put it towards getting that new job or getting away from whatever situation they might be in that might be bad, right? And you could give them a direction with that good energy that we put in, just like this toy drive, right? This thing is just a little tip of the iceberg that we could solve so much more. But if we come together for this toy drive, that leaves the door open so people start going, you know what, man, these Hells Angels ain't that freaking crazy.
You know what?
These motorcycle clubs
ain't
this nuts.
If you
want to
raise money, you should auction off a ride on the back of one of your guys' bikes.
Hey, we're down. I'll tell you what.
That's not a bad idea.
You start the auction right now, and
100%,
my charter is down for that. Let's come up with something where we've got a good charity and say, hey, you want to go on a ride with a Hells Angel on something fun? And you know, you got to sign a waiver.
What you sign a waiver and an NDA.
Yeah, right. What you do here, what you see here, and what you might accomplish here is you cannot talk about it.
You cannot talk about it.
Well, we'll take you up on that.
Yeah. I'd say let's get something going, especially if it helps out kids or helps get some you know, woman that might be in a bad spot out of a bad spot.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Then it'll get leaked to the Washington Post.
Huh?
Yeah, so then we'll leak it to the Washington Post.
We don't. We like to stay rebels, guys. We don't want to go too far.
Actually, so, yeah, I mean, personally, I think we're in a season where so many people are waking up to how do you say this nicely, that whatever the reputation that regular people have out in the world is nothing compared to what's been done.
Oh,
West.
Man.
Yeah, I like it.
Oh, sure.
Is that a good way to put it?
Yeah.
So, like,
I would like to say today's rebel is the one that does the right thing.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? You're a rebel if you're doing the right
thing. Yeah.
It's crazy. Yes.
Start Rebels for Kids.
That's what I'm talking about. So I wanted to start a company called Anti-Bully a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Oh. Just because it's just, you know how cool that would be? And you could just, like, we've had situations where guys in my club would take kids to school and stuff like that. There's a whole, we could do some cool, fun stuff together. That's the whole point of joining the commerce, right?
Oh, yeah.
Joining the chambers like been the biggest accomplishment because now we're all together.
You know, and I think if you guys started a collection agency, I think you guys would do really well.
Oh, yeah, well, you know.
Just saying. Los Angeles collection.
I did. Knock. This is alleged, but, you know, what's wrong with having a real A-team?
Yeah.
The real deal.
It's alleged, guys. I'm just kidding.
I
has nothing to do with my club. This is all
personal. I'm just joking.
Well, you just signed an NDA, didn't you?
Yeah, you did. I seen it.
But you know, one of the reasons starting the Shasta County Chamber is so that we all get together. Because I personally, you know, I don't say this a lot, but I think we're going to enter a time where you got to know who your neighbors are, and you got to know who your local community people are. Like,
we are all going to have to
figure things out here pretty soon.
Yeah.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We got to band together.
I like you there for a minute. You know what I'm saying?
No, you know what I'm saying? I try not to say that. I try not. I go, hey, man, there's some word. You know how you get stuck saying something?
Oh, yeah.
Don't make fun of nothing.
Don't make fun of
your vocabulary.
Are you picking up what? No.
I'm not going to say that again now.
I'm not.
I know what you're saying.
I hear. I feel you. You pick it
James.
Up.
James.
Yeah, feel me.
James is silent.
What happened here, James?
No, I just am trying to, like, always figure out what not to say.
that's the story of my life.
Like, yeah. Well, we have a 7 second button.
Seven seconds. Okay, we have two minutes.
We have 2 minutes left.
Okay.
We have 2 minutes left.
We're having too much fun.
Toy drive.
So
show up. Light your shit up. Let me stuff
okay.
up.
Okay.
Once again, Shasta County Toy Drive.
Yeah, Shasta County Toy Drive. Green. Longest lighted Christmas cruise in all of Northern California. This coming up Saturday at 5 p.m., Carl's Jr. Target parking lot is the start point. Ending point is Camping World in Anderson on Automobile Drive. Stuff the bus type of thing, but we're doing a stuff the toy hauler. Help us stuff this toy hauler.
Stuff the toy hauler.
We need to fill the toy hauler.
Yeah.
Full.
Pencils, man. You're like sweaters. Cool stuff, too. Not just toys. Let's do something for everybody.
Yeah. Just new unwrapped or a gift card. Bring it out. Let's do it.
Bring it out.
And I think you need to hand out a little flyer to all the women.
Oh, absolutely.
For your motorcycle club.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah, tomorrow we're going to be going live, too.
Live.
Tomorrow, right?
Excited,
tomorrow.
Yes.
Tomorrow, we're going to be there. We're going live again.
We're going live again.
Listen, we only have 50 seconds left, and James hasn't said anything.
Yeah, James.
Go, James.
You got your tongue?
I don't know. I think it just went catatonic.
Catatonic.
This is the longest I've seen you smiling.
Exactly. I was just going to say that.
You just woke me up when you pointed that out. I was thinking, oh, my God, my brain has just gone, like, flatline.
My brain has gone mush.
I'm just thinking, I was thinking, when I leave here, I have to go make another 50 pounds of fudge.
You did.
Oh, man.
Peanut butter fudge.
Hey, well, I've been making brownies out of...
Brownies out of what?
Out of dates.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
That's coming next.
Are you picking up what I'm putting down?
I bet you're making brownies.
Oh, my gosh.
You just signed that waiver.
Don't bring the brownies to the toy drive. You guys thank you, guys.
We're at the end.
We'll see you next week.
Thank you, guys.
Later. Bye. Toy drive.
Bye. Ciao.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.